Thanks, Hugh. It was a pleasure traveling with you. I'll do it again anytime. It's very, very easy. Oh, welcome to church tonight. Glad that you came. Are you excited that you're here? Good. Where else would you be? MasterChef's not even on anymore. Woo! So I'm not really going to preach tonight that much. Just really share, and Hugh's done a really good way of just talking a bit about the camp and about what happened. They're going to put photos up. So cool. We'll look at those. I might stop every now and then and explain something. That's the church. That is Angkor. Yeah, that's Angkor Wat, which is the biggest pre-industrial city in the world. Huh? Hilarious. Yeah, dad joke. Surprised it took this long. But I wanted to share stuff that God put on my heart while we were there and stuff that I felt like we could bring back here. Because it's all good to have look at the tourist pictures. And wasn't that a good trip? And, you know, good on you guys going on a trip. That's fun. But I really feel like God showed us some stuff for us here and for wherever we are and whatever we're doing. And you know, God is the same whether it's here or it's in Cambodia. And that's awesome. You know, I love being in church. I love sitting here and singing like these songs in English. It's cool. But I loved being in Cambodia and just seeing these young people just passionately worshiping God in a language that I can't speak at all. And the melodies are familiar because they've translated a Hillsong song, but like I don't know what they are. And they're just going for it. And it's so cool to see that just, you know, God speaks every language and he's worldwide and he knows what's going on and he sees people's heart, whether you're here or there or anywhere. And it's just really exciting. And so, yeah, it was a fantastic time. These are some of the guys from Lao. So that is the back of the Lao church. That concrete slab was put down the day before we got there. It was still a little bit damp, but they were going for it. So we did a camp in Laos and two camps in Cambodia, and really the focus was on emerging leaders, which you already said. And so really just talking to young people about how they can build their country, their family, their ministries, their lives, and it was a really great opportunity. But I was thinking about us here as well and how, you know, that's our job in this city, that's our job wherever God puts us, and that he's got a job for us to do, and he has put a heart in us to build this country and this nation and this city, and it's our response, and it's good to go and to see other people doing it, but we need to not just think that like mission is about overseas, but mission is here, mission is everywhere. It's just doing what God has called you to do, you know, and that's I think incredibly relevant no matter what country you're in. And so yeah, I just want to share a few kind of thoughts really quickly, stuff that I just really felt God said. If that's good, that's a dude on a motorbike without a helmet. I'm gonna just pray. God, thank you so much for this time we have together. Thank you for the incredible way that you have blessed us and you continue to pour out your blessing. And God, just pray that you'd really speak to us in this time. And God, as we just share and we just listen, that you really put a word in our hearts, God, and you'd really speak really clearly. Thank you, God. Amen. So one of the things that really stood out to me and that I really got from this trip is just how big the heart of God is. I think it's easy to kind of think that, you know, what I'm doing now is big enough and it's enough and I'm doing a lot maybe. And maybe like you're serving God and you're serving church and you're like, well, that's enough. Or maybe you're coming to church and you're like, well, like for me right now, that's enough. And I feel like I'm doing that. But you know, God's heart is bigger and it's always bigger. And no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, God has a bigger and bigger heart. And I think if we would just let him build our heart and grow our heart, then he will do that in incredible ways. I don't know if we've got more the next lot. I don't know where we're up to. I probably should have planned it better. I don't know what... That's Siem Reap. That's a tourist spot. Is there a next one? I don't know what's next. That's a guy. That's a Buddhist guy in Vientiane in Laos. And I really was interested by that because, you know, Buddhism is kind of the thing there. Just to see kids and young kids who are monks and are just bound up in that and have no choice for their life. And just, you know, let God build your heart for that, because, you know, there are people here where we're just, that are stuck in what the world says this is the way you're going to live and this is what you're going to do, but God has a bigger plan, a bigger purpose, and he has a huge plan, a huge heart for us, amen. And so I think that's, I just want to encourage people not to be limited, or not to limit ourselves, but let God expand our life. You know, I love that verse in the Bible just says that the world of the generous gets larger and larger. And I think that as we give generously and as we give of our lives, so it's not just about your offering, it's not just about your money, but it's about giving your life, that he expands your world. And I know that he expanded our world on this trip, and that he continues to expand our hearts and our lives. And so when we come to church, like, let God expand your heart, because maybe it doesn't mean you have to go overseas next week, because, you know, that's not always going to all do that all the time. But let God speak to you every day. Let him move every day in you, because he has a big heart and he wants to give you a big heart. Amen. And he wants to be with you and he wants to expand your life. Yeah. I think, like, the guys in Laos as well, that guy on the right, that's not his kid. That's someone else's kid. He does have a good... Jerseys are popular. You would do well in Laos. They love the soccer jerseys. He was one of the young guys. He just lives in this house with a whole bunch of other guys that are sponsored to study. And you know, without that, basically live in a tiny village somewhere. And he had been learning guitar for like 2 months. And then he was up there like singing and worshipping and doing really, really well. I think if I'd been learning guitar for that long, I would be hopeless. But it was very cool. And anyway, they're just different people. But you know, let God kind of wreck your heart, I think, for people. Something that really hit me when I was there was, for me personally, thinking that I'm doing a lot of stuff. And that, like, I'm, you know, working in church and serving God and doing all that. But then feeling like God's just saying, now let your heart get a bit bigger, because I've got more for you. And I thought that was a word for us as well, and for each of us, like, not to be content with where we're at, but to let God expand our heart and stretch our heart and show us more of his heart for people and build that more and more, because it never, ever ends, which is, you know, may sound scary in a way, but it's really exciting as well. And who knows what God will do with you? Who knows where God will take you? But let God speak into our hearts, so that it's not about, like, the circumstance or the expectation or the plan that we think we have, but it's what God's plan is for our life and what he has for us and the things that he's doing. And, you know, who knows what God will do in your life if you would just trust him and you just let him have it. And you know, we say that all the time, but I think that's, like, we need to be people who can just live that out and who seriously just say, you know, my relationship with God and my life, my walk with God, that's more important than anything and everything. And that's the thing. That is the thing. And I think that's what that song says, that we just did, that Cornerstone song, about, like, not trusting in any other frame. So I'm not gonna put my hope in anything else, but I'm going to hope in Jesus. And when I do that, then he grows my heart and he expands my life. He blesses my life. It was great spending time with the Nugents, and, you know, they're missionaries living in Laos, and they're just loving life, and they just constantly would just be like, how good is it to serve God? And they just seemed really excited that they weren't just, you know, doing a normal 9-to-5 job and working, but that God was just using them in amazing ways. And I think if we would let ourselves, just let our hearts be expanded by what God wants to do, like, everyone's called to do different things, but, you know, God has a unique call for every single one of us, and that's really exciting. Amen? You with me? You're getting distracted by photos. Back in Siem Reap. Siem Reap's a funny place. That's where Angkor, all the temples are. So there are lots and lots of tourists, of which I guess we were, because we weren't there long enough to be anything else. So, yeah, that's just a big tourist area. I don't know. If something comes up and is really crazy, just say, what's that? And then I'll stop. Okay, so God has a big heart and he wants to expand your heart. Another thing that I really learned was that people are the same everywhere. It was really interesting. In these camps, they had a time where the young guys could do, like, what was it called? Skits. These skits were kind of about their everyday life and about what happens in their life and you know, how they, and they were kind of trying to take things that they had learned in the camp and apply it to their everyday life situation. And it was really, really interesting to me because, you know, these kids all got up and, like, it was really sad, but they were good at pretending to be a drunk person. And they were good at pretending to fight as parents and they knew how to act out someone just wanting to go out and get drunk and go clubbing and meet girls. Like they and that was their life. And it's easy to think, like, you know, these are kids from some village in Cambodia, but it's the same problems that we face here in Australia. And it was really amazing to hear kids just talk about how, you know, their dad just drinks and they never see him. And I'm like, well, that's no different to so many people's story in our country. And people, like, everywhere, like, you have the same struggles and the same heartache and the same, like, problems and the same challenges of insecurity. To hear young people talk about how, like, they don't feel good enough because, you know, their friends put them down and stuff like that. And I was like, you know, you would look on the surface of one of these kids' life and you would think they are so different, and they are in a lot of ways. But, you know, people are just the same everywhere. And God just loves people the same everywhere, which is awesome. And we are not different. You know, I was going there thinking, I don't sometimes know what I'm going to be able to talk to these guys about, because their life experience is really tough and hard. And I have just an incredibly blessed life. And so I was struggling sometimes, feeling like, you know, what can you say to someone who, like, one girl, we had this question and answer, and she just says, what should I do? I have decided to become a Christian and my parents have said they will disown me. And I'm just like, I don't know how to answer that question. And so, like, where do you go with that? But I think what was amazing to me was that, you know, Jesus is just relevant everywhere. And he is relevant in every single culture. And he has an answer for people, and he has a plan for people, and he has something to say, and his word is true. And so, like, talking to this girl, we just said, you know, God is your father, and he has a place for you, and the church is your family. And, you know, these are challenging things, but that's the word of God. And so incredible that no matter what the situation and how foreign it might seem, that you know, God has a word for people, and he's moving, and you know, people are just the same everywhere. But the thing that was really challenging to me, again, and is always challenging when you go to places like this, is how different we are, how blessed we are, how much we have. You know, just the fact that we were there. What do we got there? Oh, so this is that's Bruce Nugent there taking a photo, and all those people there, those young guys, all live in that house behind them, which is a house for that we were talking about, for uni students and high school students, people being sponsored. And so without that, they would live in pretty terrible conditions. But if you look at that house, which I don't have any inside photos, but, you know, we would consider that really awful. You know, there's, like, the kitchen is just outside in a shed, and there's, like, no bathroom, and it's just floor, and then that's it. And they're saying, we'll fit 50 people in this house. And it's like, you know, a well-off family in Australia would have, like, 3 people in a house that size. And it's just crazy. But they're getting opportunities that they wouldn't have got because of that. And because people have really sown into their life. And that's really amazing. And so they're there, and they love it, and they're happy, and they're smiling. And, yeah, irrepressibly positive about the whole thing, which is really cool. But it's just amazing how much God has given us. I think that's what I was really challenged by. And just the fact that we were there, it was really interesting to meet people who, they didn't know where Australia was. They didn't know, like, anything about it. They didn't even really know what countries bordered Cambodia, because they just know their village and their province, maybe, and that's it. And that's their world. And then we are so blessed that, you know, for a little bit of money for us, like, we can take a couple of weeks off work and we can go overseas. That's just crazy. And something that, you know, a lot of these guys would never even dream about. And just the responsibility that comes with that. You know, it says in Luke 12 that, and verse 48, that to whom much is given, much is expected. And there's a real challenge there for us to not look at our lives and go, oh, poor me, like, I don't have much, or I'm barely scraping by. And sometimes that's real, and sometimes that's our reality. But we need to understand how much we've been blessed, and understand that we've been blessed for a reason. That God has put us here uniquely, and he has given us a plan, and he has put us in this place so that we can be a blessing for others. You know, not that we can build up something for ourselves, but that we can give, and we can build other people, and we can build his kingdom. And so let's let our hearts be challenged by that, I think. You know, not that we wouldn't live just for, like, our own sake or our own comfort, but we would live for other people, and live to see other people see, like, injustice turned around. And I know that as a church, we are just like fully in and behind that and doing that, and it's amazing. And we're not just doing it here overseas, but we're doing that here in our city, and that's really incredible. And so, I don't know, just yeah, that we are the same and people are the same everywhere, but that we are incredibly blessed. And God has just poured out just so much on our life, and let's not forget that or take that for granted. Amen. Is this okay? Good, good. I'm just kind of chatting. I don't know what's next. Let's go through a couple of photos quickly, and I'll talk about them. There's the guys in Laos again, hanging out. They have a soccer field next to their church. It's pretty cool. Yep. And that's one. That's the camp in Siem Reap. So that was all the guys. It was crazy. They're just one girl rode for 2 hours to get to the camp on her bike with another kid on the back. And it was like this little single speed rubbish thing. And they're just really hungry, and it was really exciting. And I think that's kind of the next thing that I got was, you know, we need to have a passion for God. And regardless of where you are or what situation you're in, that's what matters. And a heart for God is what's important. And it was so good just to be around young people who just loved God and wanted to passionately worship Him. You know, we did weird Kamai dancing in a circle for like an hour. Hugh learned some new moves. It's just all in the wrist, the hand movements. And these kids are just going for it. And they're like, yeah, one more song. Let's just dance around in a circle for another 20 minutes in 40-degree heat. Like, but that was like their expression of worship as well. It was just like they were happy and they were there worshiping God. And so they, you know, we jump up and down or clap and they just, you know, do crazy dancing. But it was great, you know. And I think it's easy to kind of get worried about your life or to look at your life and get down on your life. But when you have a passion for God and a heart for God, then that sort of stuff just fades away. And, you know, that's what it says in Hebrews, to throw off everything that hinders and to run the race. And I think God just says to us, like, you can worry about everything else and you can carry stuff that will hinder you, or you can throw it off and you can run after me and you can pursue me. And it's so good. And I love being here in a room full of people who love God and are passionate for God and want to build His church and His kingdom. Amen. And, you know, I think sometimes, though, you know, we can not be hungry for anything. We went to Macca's after youth and, like, it's just this giant lamb burger. I don't know, it looked pretty rank. And I was just like, you know, we're just incredibly blessed again. And, you know, the fact that we can waste money on McDonald's is astounding. Not to, like, don't get guilty about that. I don't think you can. But, like, I think sometimes we just get really complacent in our culture. And we get really complacent. And I do. I know I do. And you just plod into life, and that's life. But, you know, God wants to stretch us and grow us and do a lot with us. And there's more for us to do, and He has much more than we're doing. I know that for sure. And so, like, let's be people who are hungry for God and who don't let, like a physical comfort numb us to a hunger for God, because it's easy to get there. And you can understand how someone who has nothing physically will be hungry for God, because they feel desperate. But we need that desperate heart for God in our life, in our culture, in our world, in our jobs, in our families, you know, when we're in our house. Like, we need that. Like, it's easy to just lose that with everything else and just get a bit lazy. But let's be hungry for God, amen, because God's not looking for talented people. He's looking for people with hearts that just love God. You know, he said, I played drums and loud, and we played like One Way and stuff, that, you know, songs that we haven't done for a long time. And, you know, these guys were doing well and they were talented, but they had a long way to go. But I was just reminded of when we started in our music team, and, you know, we were not the best musicians in the world and we didn't know what we were doing at all. And, you know, we're still not the best musicians in the world, but, you know, God doesn't care about talent. He cares about heart. And that's what will build the church, and that's what will build His kingdom. And like, it was cool to see that, and just to know that if these guys would just have a heart for God, which they do, and they would continue to have a heart for God, that He would just keep building their talent and their ability, and that they could go anywhere with it. And it's the same for us, you know. You know, if we love God and we passionately just seek Him first and give Him everything, then He will build our lives, and He can be trusted. Amen. And I think that's what we just need to know, and that, you know, when we do that, that's God will use us to build His kingdom. So let's not be weighed down by circumstance, but let's be hungry for God and go for him. So that's just a bit of what I've learned. That guy was my translator in Kampong Tom. He was awesome. He preached his own message a couple of times, struggled with a few concepts, but it was really cool and really loved God and just worked in the church. I think he was like the church accountant. But he had half decent English, so he became my translator. If you want to get over thinking that you're a good preacher, you should try preaching with someone translating, because it really stops being about it, you being any good. And you need to have something from God, because it's got to get all the way through three people before anyone hears it. Anyway, that's cool. I don't know if there's a few more. Maybe they'll flick them on after church tonight or something. But yeah, that's just some stuff that I learned from Cambodia, that we would just have a passion for God, and the people are the same everywhere, and that God has a big heart, and he just wants to continue to build our hearts bigger and bigger. Amen? It's been good. Good night at church. Good. I'm going to pray. God, thank you so much for your plan for us, your call. God, thank you for how much you have blessed us just incredibly, and you just have lavished so much on our lives, God. And God, we don't want to take that for granted, but we want to use it for your purpose. So God, I just pray that you'd help us to be people who are hungry for you, people who are passionate about you, people who want to serve your kingdom and your purpose in our lives, God, that you wouldn't let us settle for second best, that you wouldn't let us get complacent or get halfway, God, but that you would have your way in our lives, God. I pray that you'd really be speaking to us now, that you'd really be putting just a fresh fire in our hearts, God, for what you want to do, God, right here in our city and all over the world, but God, individually for all of us, that you'll be giving us a plan and a purpose, giving us clear direction, showing us ideas, God, giving us a way to go, God, and just directing and guiding our lives as we trust in you. God, I thank you for your incredible grace towards us. God, we thank you for your son, Jesus, that he died for us, that he died for guys in Laos and Cambodia, and that all of us are the same, God, that we need you. We can't do anything without you, but with you, nothing's impossible. And that's just amazing, God. Before we close tonight, every week we give an opportunity for you to start a relationship with God and become a Christian. And so I want to give that opportunity tonight as everyone's just praying and has their eyes closed. If you want to know God and you want to get, you know, start that off, like it's not like a, you know, if you put up your hand or you say yes, then everything's magically going to change, but it's the beginning of a journey that where it stops being about you and starts being about God. Then I want to pray with you, and we're going to pray a prayer together at the end. So if that's you, then just open your heart and we'll all pray this prayer that'll come up on the screen. But I just really want to give that opportunity before we close tonight. So we're always, it's up now. We're just going to pray together. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life. I'll follow you. Amen. Amen. Thanks, guys.